May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Cosmic Cowboy transitioning as a metaphysical wizard of sorts. I'm upping my game for this AI accelerated time of revelations. I mean, it's biblical, folks. So much change so fast that it has left many of us dumbfounded. I mean, information overload, cognitive dissonance, you know, it's freaking crazy out there. So this is the big test now in the schoolroom of life, you might say. And personally, I'd like to graduate with honors. I'm a slow learner, and after 17 years of doing this Cosmic Love radio show, I'm finally getting up to speed as a metaphysician. So you might say I'm coming out of the closet as a metaphysical wizard, and I'm still, you know, trying to get to the cause and core issues that are not reported in lamestream media, and I'm looking at, you know, this evolution, revolution, revelations that's going on with the internet as it meets AI. And this AI, I like to think of it as augmented intelligence. It's just changing everything, every field, so fast. I'll be going into that today. I myself, personally, I'm playing around with it. You know, I'm reading about it, reporting on it. I'm seeing samples of different things can be done on different websites and different news groups, different articles talking about this. And I've been playing around with it. So there's this music creation website called Suno. And I recently created a song about my town of Livingston, Montana, you know, where I love to do swing dancing. And I wrote half the lyrics for the song, and then I prompted the AI at Suno to create an upbeat country music song. That was pretty much the prompt. That was real simple. And so, Thomas, if you've got that queued up, why don't you please play now just the first 3 minutes as a sample.
Livingston, Montana. Livingston, Montana. It will show you what I know. It's got heart and it's got soul. I've been north and I've been south, from Seattle to Atlanta, but it's Livingston, Montana that I love. Montana,
mean, is that mind blowing or what? I had a sound engineer that I worked with over the last couple of years, and I shared that with him. Actually, he helped me with some of the lyrics as I was developing the song, and he just said, "Oh my God, that's going to put me out of business." That's usually the first response. I mean, you know, it's like, how is it possible to create? You know, it's not my voice. You know, it's the voice, the instrumentals. So anyway, the wizardry here is, of course, the AI. You know, the augmented intelligence, and you know how it does this is just, this is like, this would have been considered like magic 10 years ago. You know, just magic, this is, of course, the AI, the augmented intelligence revolution. It's going to be changing everything. And I mean, I'm not saying that I'm a whiz at everything, but I, you know, and it was a simple prompt. You know, it was just basically the curiosity of a 3-year-old that you said, "Let me try this." You know, prompt. Take these lyrics that I, you know, I did about half the lyrics. I just wrote about half, and they created their other half. I mean, it was like what it created after a simple prompt. You know, just, you know, third grade, 9 years old, and it created this. So, I mean, you know, the wizardry there again was in the artificial intelligence, the augmented intelligence. And I mean, I've been a visionary futurist for more than 50 years. I mean, back at the time of the bicentennial 50 years ago, you know, there's what they call the sesquicentennial now. You know, it's 250 years, but 50 years ago, it was the bicentennial. And I gave a presentation to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill in the Science and Astronautics Chamber of the Rayburn Building. It was a future summit, a 3-day future summit, and I was tapped to give the keynote address at the end of this 3-day summit after having lectured at Buckminster Fuller's World Games Studies workshop that summer at the University of Pennsylvania. It was a month-long workshop. And there were some people there from the World Future Society and the Committee for the Future, and they heard me give a lecture there, and they tapped me to give this keynote address, you know, 3 months later, you know, November, actually 2000, or 1974, 52 years ago now. And so my keynote address was regarding the bicentennial era, which was from 76 to 89, you know, the 13 years from Declaration of Independence to ratification of the Constitution. And I was talking about how the technology was installed and operational, the communications technology, with cable TV wiring the nation at that time and satellite downlinks, and it was like a global village, which Buckminster Fuller had been talking about for some time, which was at the, it was his World Game Studies workshop, Buckminster Fuller's workshop. But I gave this lecture, and of course, you know, he's like the preeminent visionary futurist at the time, and I was just kind of trend fitting with what he was talking about, and kind of connected the dots with the communications technology as being, you know, really the keynote to the celebrating revolution, the bicentennial of revolution, with an upgrade of our freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government, with interactive mass-to-mass communication capabilities, you know, with freedom of speech, people being able to originate video in public access studios around the country and then being accessed. So you have freedom of assembly with electronic town hall meetings, you know, online and communities, you know, that potential. And then the interactive capabilities with mini computers at that time, this was before the personal computer, but with mini computers, you know, they could process a response from everyone in their homes, you know, watching a locally created TV program, or, you know, whether it's replay or, you know, real time watching it live, they could respond with 3 numbers on their touchtone telephone that would create a dot in a cube, you know, basically. And so you could have a unified field pattern, you know, that could be shown graphically, on the videos that are being displayed or being watched, basically representing how the collective consciousness comes together, you know, and the 3 numbers in sequence on the touchtone telephone are like from the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, rear, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. It's called the holodeck, you know, the field of consciousness within, between the ears. And there's the energetics of, the upper brain, there's energetics of the crown chakra and the base of the spine, the vertical dimension, horizontal dimension, left brain, right brain, that's like linear, logical, left brain, letter of the law, nonlinear, right brain, spherical, spirit of the law. And you have a whole spectrum there, of 1 to 10 scale. I've been talking about this in my radio show over the years. I've had websites where I explain this in detail, but my point being, now we have artificial intelligence making all this possible with your touchstone telephone, or your alphanumeric keyboard on your personal computer, where you punch in three numbers in sequence and create this, like of a 3D graphic, just like you have watch YouTube videos, and you can see the footage indicator, where people or where the video is at any one time, and you can advance the different points in the time. Well, imagine if there was a software to show at any one point of a video how the collective consciousness was responding to it. Now, this is called interactive real-time voting or volition, where you can basically, the language of consciousness, brightness scale from upper brain to lower brain, color spectrum from left brain to right brain, and then this depth of field of meaning, it's like overall meaningful, meaningless, in the frontal cortex of the brain, and then and the you might say the rear view mirror in the back, there's a whole dimension there with depth of field of understanding. So the overall meaning, value, and purpose with this third dimension in a real time situation while you're watching the video. Of course, the idea is that if you have 100 or 1,000 million people watching a video, or just a dozen people in your community, a community, whether it's a local community or a community of people of shared interest around the country, you can use, if this is referred to as hardware, and I have, my website that I'm going to be going into has links to the hardware and the hardware project. And I'm emphasizing this now because we're at the point where artificial intelligence has taken us to the ultimate dimension of we could do anything. There's like this point of omnipresence, instant everywhere, interactive, omnipresence nature of the computer, internet, AI revolution. There's the omniscient aspect of AI. It's like all knowledge power, and then there's like the omnipotence, what I refer to, the you have the power of love, and you have its shadow, and basically, it's like we all have a shadow. Call it, the ego. Has a there's a shadow aspect of all of us, but collectively, there's the high state of unity and diversity, collective unity, e pluribus unum is like the Latin on the Great Seal of the United States that says out of many one. So the whole concept of unity and diversity and real community coming into unity through communications that involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with the language of consciousness, the language of light. Again, brightness scale from upper brain to lower brain, like the light at the infinite of the eternal ascends and descends through the into the plane of the physical, and like the prism that refracts the white light into all the colors of the rainbow. And we're all on the spectrum, folks, we're all, when I say on the spectrum of the full spectrum, sometimes, we have it's everyone's a mixed bag. It's on the spectrum. You can have certain rays of momentum where you have attainment, and other rays, frequencies of attainment on the spectrum, you may have none at all. And we all have, different gifts and talents and attainments. And I'm not saying we have spectral autism. Some people, all we hear about with, psychology, you hear about spectral autism, but you don't see hear ever hear about spectral enlightenment. They don't teach spectral enlightenment in primary school or higher education. So this whole concept of there is a positive aspect of this computer, internet, AI revolution, with a high state of unity and diversity locally and globally, and of course, this is the Aquarian age of freedom and opportunity, where we come to that point of, a global community, the family of mankind in a global village. We're there technically. We were 50 years ago, technically, with a global village and capability, and the technology back then could have been used, could have been used to create global unity and diversity. And that was the vision. I went and gave the presentation, and I referenced this in about a 10-minute talk. And there was these 10 agencies of the federal government that were looking at how they were going to celebrate the bicentennial. And after I gave my 10-minute presentation, I had these 10 papers to give, and they came up. These different 10 agencies came up to me, and I handed them the paper. Here I am in my business suit, my briefcase. I was, playing the executive, so to speak, 50 years ago. And they, none of them would look me in the eye. These 10 agencies of the federal government, they came up, and I handed them the. I had about 10 pages paper on my talk, and none of them would look me in the eye. And I was tapping on my phone back in Ohio the next 2 or 3 weeks. I that was these were J. Edgar Hoover days, and government, at that time, was pretty much hijacked by the corporatocracy, and government bureaucracy. I mean, they're as the bureaucracies grew, the supervisors and the whole hierarchy, they were rewarded. And of course, the whole thing I was talking about was basically how representative government, could basically make government accountable to the purpose for which it was created. And limited government and less government and more freedoms was the result. Of course, they were looking at expanded government and less freedoms and less freedoms. So things haven't changed in a sense in that regard. The state of stasis of maintaining power and control and, profit and power and control and prestige, all those values of the world are still kind of running things. And of course, it's evolving, it's changing, and AI, augmented intelligence, is just taking the opportunity exponential and the challenges, the problems exponential. So AI is like money, it can be used for good or for bad. And of course, looking at how we can make things better, it's like the Livingston song. I mean, that song, it's like I love country swing dancing and I can really swing to that music. And so, the idea of how to create, how to culture a unity and diversity at all levels, and basically, the opportunity for creating a culture of conscience, conscientious common sense for global holistic healing, and models for that, that basically I introduced, 50 years ago, as far as upgrading our freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government globally, with the constitution of, values that everyone could, the people can agree on. But of course, it really comes down to, whether we're going to have a system of government of, by, and for the people, or if we're going to have a totalitarian surveillance, digital ID, social credit system, etc. Now, I reference what the doomsdayers and the doom scrollers are talking about on the internet sometimes. That's their shtick. That's the trending, the trend line they see in the future because they don't see the solution. And of course, anyone that's basically in their higher mental body that realizes everything is connected and that there's divine order in the universe, and that the more we align with the first principles of universal law, language, cosmic law, quantum physics principle, those first principles with augmented with AI can be used to create blessings or cursings. It can be used to create peace and culture and civility and just love on earth, or it can be used to create. Now, I'm kind of getting off script here. Usually I go through my narrative with the what I've just published. I'm not going to go into I'm going I'm to go into that now, but I wanted to give kind of a free-soaring vision of how things could be, from the beginning, with the general enlightenment, with the language of light and consciousness I referred to, brightness, scale, color spectrum, an evaluation criteria that really deals with the language of consciousness itself, an evaluation criteria for evaluating videos and then people creating new videos that shows the evaluation of the collective consciousness at any one point of a video. So basically, we can involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with the language of light that creates general enlightenment, the language of light of consciousness, as I referred to, these three dimensions. And of course, this is the hardware model that I've been talking about for years and I'll be going into and referencing today. So I thought I'd give that context for new listeners to the program, a little background. So I'm going to go into two newsletters this last week I'm going to deal with. Back on the full moon on February 1st, which was just a week ago, I gave a presentation, the newsletter on source code, the source code for internet navigation. Internet navigation is something I'm going to be talking about today a little bit. The guy who pioneered the internet, Mark Andreessen, who is also pioneering, he pioneered and developed Substack, which I publish on, and which I actually published this article on Substack. The source code for internet navigation was published this week ago, but I publish on internet, but I archive it on, I publish it on Substack, and then I talk about it on my radio show, and I have these, the Substack lead-in articles, which connected with the archived articles, which are the full, the full article with videos and multiple videos and infographics and memes to remember, so to speak. So I'm going to try and get to that if I keep moving fast enough. That was back on the full moon, and that really kind of set the matrix for the second presentation, which I just newsletter I just published today. Called A Metaphysical Solution for Illusion Resolution. So the grand illusion, is what we get in the lamestream media, it's cognitive dissonance, information overload, and I'll discuss that briefly today. So those are the two newsletters I'll be discussing. I'll be going to the one published earlier this morning first. But before I do, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So this is my astrology psychology report of the day. Where the astrology is right now, of course, the sun is in Aquarius. The moon just went into Scorpio. And right now it's square Pluto. So there's a little creative tension there. It's also trine Mercury. So there's some astute visionary energies coming through. I hope I'm picking up on it. I hope you're getting what I'm picking up on. So the mental body, Mercury, has gone into Pisces, which is kind of more the deep mystical metaphysical dimension for the mind of the mind of Mercury, Mercurian mind. So that spells kind of a metaphysical frame of reference, which I'm basically going into today. It's like as a metaphysician, I'm speaking the language of the stars here, of the astrology psychology. So the moon in Scorpio amplifies that mental body because it's trine, which is like there's a synergy in the trine, a synergy in the trinity, you might say. But the main thing going on that I thought I'd reference in particular right now, there's a very strong yod going on with astrology right now. Now, this is globally. These are energetics. These are energetics affecting, the quantum field of the Earth. Now, realize astrology is not foreordained or etched in stone. It's just promptings, and it's going to trigger different people in different ways based on their own natal chart. And their natal charts, of course, based on their whole body DNA creation in the womb, and then when they were born, you know, the first fire breath activates the energetics that were created, you know, in the womb, the whole universe being stepped down in the 12 lower vertebrae of the woman's back during pregnancy, which creates a kind of a quantum womb, an energetic womb that the cell gestation from single to two to four to 16th, that whole creation, the creation of the body, you know, we are in the universe and the universe is within us. It's infused within us energetically. So as the planets continue to move, they're called transits, they're triggering different people's astrology, psychology, their quantum field blueprint, you might say, or astrology, that was created in the womb, you know, in their DNA, you know, which is like they're transceivers of energy from within and without. You know, the DNA is, it's a transceiver. So there's this energetic component that's going on the planet right now with this finger of God, which is sometimes called a fickle finger of fate, you know, with Moon in Scorpio, which is really, you might say it has a very visionary potential. Sometimes it's referred to Scorpio as like an eagle flying into the sun, or, you know, higher than that, or lower than the belly of a snake. You know, it can go in both directions. But, you know, when I say the finger of God, there's a relationship in a triangle that's created from 250 degree angles. I don't want to get too technical, but the synergy is with the planet Uranus in Taurus and Saturn conjunct Jupiter right on the cusp of Pisces and Aries. I could talk about this a little bit longer. I just wanted to reference there's an energetic going on right now that's a very potent, has a very potent metaphysical visionary potential. And I've been speed rapping from the beginning of the show, so maybe I'm picking up on it. But at any regard, that's enough of the astrology, psychology, probably more than some of you wanted to hear. I thought I'd give that just to give a little bit of the quantum field understanding of what's going on. I failed to mention one other major, major thing that's going on, and that is that the planets Pluto, Mars, Sun, and Venus are all in Aquarius right now. And of course, this is what I'm talking about. We're talking about, we're on the cusp of the Aquarian age, which is, you know, a level of freedom and opportunity and science and innovation that AI is just taking us into orbit. And of course, the idea is, you know, the concept, the potential is for a full spectrum enlightenment, you know, a great enlightenment. You know, we're kind of in the great awakening stage where we're waking up to serious problems as well as great opportunities. But as we, you know, what we're initiating with the great awakening is we're initiating a great enlightenment. This will be Aquarius. And there's that energy with, you know, again, Venus and Mars, and the Sun and Pluto, all in Aquarius right now. It's called a stellium. Mercury was in that Aquarius just till a couple days ago, and it's moved into Pisces, again, trine Venus, which is really nice. You know, it's like in Scorpio. So I wanted to reference that. I guess I'm more into astrology than some of the listeners are, but there is a quantum field reality that we're dealing with. And this is a time of revelations, folks. Now, the revelations are coming fast and furious with AI. I mean, it's, and I'm going to move ahead here quickly and get into the show today, because I want to get to some parts where I'm going to get into it more with what I'm referring to, the massive revelations that's going on right now. So, I'm there's a little satire in this piece today. You might say I'm doing a romp, kind of Mad Magazine style, for mature adults, you know, just having some fun with some of the stuff. And so, I captioned this newsletter. Trump was in Davos. That was kind of the big news of the week. He was in Davos speaking to the globalists this last weekend, and basically what he said is that you guys suck. You know, you globalists, you really suck. I've read several articles on what he said, and basically, he's calling out the whole globalist order of these power elite power trips that have just been, you know. And of course, Trump is in there stirring the pot, you know. So, I mean, you know, you'll see what I'm referring to when I get into this. So, there's this story and several more in this newsletter, and this is, you know, timely news with global evolution revolution views, the views. So, overall, I'm trying to affirm, you know, the whole spirit of truth and love and the power of now, you know, cosmic love. I'm trying to bring, you know, contextualize some things that are going on right now. And basically, what we're seeing is that there's a godless scientific materialism in the world right now that loves power at the expense of, you might say, our common sense of love. And this scientific materialism has succeeded to the point of gross defects in our governing systems of public representation. I mean, we're talking about, I'll be going into that, but you know, that basically says it in a nice and gentle way. And common sense that affirms truth and love and the power of now will co-create a metaphysical solution that harnesses AI for resolution of the grand illusion of democracy under plutocracy, which is the corporatocracy of the power elite oligarchies. Now, I had talked, discussed this in many shows, documented this, articles, people a lot smarter than me going into this understanding of the plutocracy, you know, the corporatocracy of power elite oligarchies that are really running the show, you know, creating this grand illusion of democracy, representative government. And what's being representative, no matter who we vote for or what we do, is basically the same agendas of moving forward of endless war, disease, and a depopulation agenda, you know, which is, you know, they can turn around, and by God's grace, it's our divine destiny to turn it around very quickly. You know, very, it can happen. Things can turn around very fast. And they've begun to turn around. They began to turn around in 2025, and things are picking up. The rate of awakening, the great awakening, is picking up in 2026. That's the good news. So we're talking about mediating mainstream madness with more truth, love, and love easier and faster. You know, a metaphysical solution for illusion resolution. So that's the metaphysician speaking. And a little full disclosure here, one of my top 10 favorite books is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Totally. So I bring some depth of meaning to metaphysical moments, you know, the power of now as builds momentum with love of truth and the power of love. Now, I'm not talking about any love. I'm talking about universal cosmic love, you know, a more enlightened nature that provides frames of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, etc. So, food for thought for the truly thoughtful. I'm going to begin with a little bit of a review, unpacking my last, you know, full moon newsletter a week ago. When I say unpacking it, there was a lot in that, and I'm going to touch on some keynotes that are really going to define the revolution in 2026, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution, which is evolution. There's a process that's going on, you know, ready or not, like it or not. There's a whole process of creating homeostasis for healing that involves kind of three basic principles. And one is with the internet revolution, you know, with instant everywhere interactive communications, we saw the Great Awakening jump-started for the family of mankind in a global village. You know, it's like omnipresence as the whole spirit of we are one, you know, at-one-ment. Unity and diversity, you know, e pluribus unum, out of many one, which is on the Great Seal of the United States. And the Great Seal of the U.S. is also known as the United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, that's where it's going. You know, we are one. So that's the whole, you know, fulfillment of the internet revolution is sovereignty. universal sovereignty in our global village, united sovereigns of Earth. So in the second keynote with the AI revolution, we're talking about unprecedented knowledge power to know better and do better. And this is initiating a great enlightenment that gives global humanity the opportunity to transition from dystopia to utopia, metamorphosis of the 3D matrix, like from caterpillar to butterfly. We're talking about metamorphosis of the collective consciousness of global humanity with virtual omniscience. The AI revolution is, when I say virtual omniscience, it's like, what do you want to know today to do whatever you want to do? So we're talking about culturing golden age civilization by prompting development of those informatic tools and conscious informatic tools, or, automatic information tools and conscious evolution processes, hardware, which I'll be going into, that will most likely, as our founding father said, most likely ensure our safety and happiness. And I would say safety, freedom, health, and happiness. It's like, that's the potential. That's the potential. Now, how we manifest that really comes down to the same interactive interface concept for mass-to-mass communications for coming into unity that I gave a presentation on Capitol Hill 50 years ago, 52 years ago. And the capability, we have that. And it's becoming self-evident because of AI. You have AI that is programmed and conditioned with the values of those who program the AI and the database, the data sets that they provide for the AI. And then you got open source AI, which is taking information from spiritual, you might say, sources regarding, the metaphysical concepts of unity and diversity and community and communications for that purpose. And you have open source information about culture and community and the keynote processes, of heart coherence and mind congruence and all of that. There are data sets out there that can be accessed that will define and refine the concept of heartware, a universal interface with the language of consciousness that will culture, I refer to it as the currency of conscience. The next phase of the computer, internet, AI revolution that cultures conscience, the essence of the currency for the next economy will be based on the currency of conscience, which in ultimate terms is the omnipotent power of love. You can say it's heart coherence. There's different understanding of the universal power. The power of God is love, is the law language, basically the order of the universe. As the logos of the law of being in, the universe, and the universe being in you. And, that's whenever you get into metaphysics, you get into the exquisite metaphors back to the law of the one, the two and one, the three and one, the four and one, the five and one. And these universal archetypes for, in the case of hardware, for culturing unity and diversity. And we're talking about hardware as a function of hardware, software, and netware, internetware that are integrated. Basically the whole computer internet revolution being integrated and synergized with an interactive universal interface, the mass-to-mass communications, coming into unity. And I go into the different archetypal dimensions of this with media, medical, and marketing megatrend models, with telecommunications, telecare, health, telecommerce, the economy. And I have links in the article that goes into this. Those who are following along, those who are listening, of course, to the replays, the podcast replays, can look in the footnotes, and you can follow along with this, the link to this article on resolution of the illusion resolution. So, I got a little bit technical there going into the concept of hardware. As those who have been listening to the show and reading the newsletters It's old hat for you. You really understand what I'm talking about. But we're really talking about something I've been developing for 50 years with words and archetypal concepts and infographic memes to convey the understanding of we have the technology to create basically a heaven on earth, you know. And it's a process that will involve and evolve conscience, you know, with a capital C as. In E, as in E equals MC squared, where C is the speed of light, and as we become conscious of how we are conscious with the language of light, the language of consciousness, basically, we have a great enlightenment. You know, that's the result of it. That's, you know, that's where it's going. So this is referred to, you know, and I have links on you know, the concept of the Heartware Project. And why I'm referencing all of this right now is because AI has been used by the war planners for their war games and their war strategizing of basically how they can use force to change the global chessboard and, so to speak, win when the half of the world loses. You know, it's like win-lose. It's not win-win. Hardware Project is a win-win where East and West can create a universal interface for mass-to-mass communication. And there's universal translation capabilities now with software, with artificial intelligence. So there's no language barrier to the people of Earth. With the translation capabilities, you can have a global community on any subject, and it can be translated so all the people in that community, whether it's a local community or a regional community or a global community, whether it's a religious community or a government community or an education community or a healthcare community, whatever community can come into unity with the language of consciousness that involves and evolves conscience within that field, within that unified field of light, of consciousness. Now, that's a vision of wholeness and healing that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy to the extent that people get it. Just, you know, it's not rocket science. It's we can have unity and diversity, you know, real community, not pseudo community or virtual. We have real community, you know, with, you know, the concept of a universal, I refer to it, cosmic love, you know, the language of the first principles of cosmic law, of the one, the two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, which really translates to basically, you know, the language of coming into unity, the language of consciousness, and the archetypes of consciousness, the, you know, these archetypes that Jung referred to as a universal language of archetypes. And I've talked about that in many shows. And the point is, they exist, and these are the frames of reference: the law, the one with the circle, the two and one with the cross, three and one with the Trinity, and four and one with the E symbol, which is really like looking down on the pyramid, a square with a cross and a little circle in the middle, which represents the capstone, which I refer to the capstone as the creative ascent process, CAP, the cap stone. You know, the whole point being how all four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, you know, whether you're talking about spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, or government, education, healthcare, and the economy. These are like four archetypes that reference communities, you know, within ourselves and with others. There's dimensions that can be, you know, can be developed through communications. Again, government community is like representative government. But we're talking about real-time voting, you know, real-time volition. We're talking about upgrading our horse and buggy legislative system with space age, you know, artificial intelligence age, information age, you know, tools and technologies. And there's a way to do that. It's very simple. You might say it's third grade, 9 years old. I think they'll teach in the Aquarian age children these first principles of universal law with geometric figures, with geometric forms and graphics. Again, the circle, the spherical consciousness, the unit, you know, the concept of no beginning and no end, the infinite eternal. And there's all kinds of ways to take the concept of spherical consciousness of how we are all connected. Unity, and again, within, you know, within any field, whether it's a classroom or online communications, you know, this idea of, you know, the law of the one, at-one-ment. And you have the two-in-one, you know, it's like the Celtic cross with the cross and the circle in the middle. The whole point being where the intersection is, you know, the vertical dimension and the horizontal dimension. It's like the spirit-matter intersect, where the spirit of the infinite eternal meets the here and now, you know, and the whole spectrum from left-brain linear logical consciousness to right-brain nonlinear emotional intuitive consciousness. And anyway, these dimensions are universal, and I mean, in the future, you know, common sense will arrive at the same point, you know, with artificial intelligence. It all comes around to how do you best represent with universal archetypes and pure geometry thought forms, how do you best represent the first principles of cosmic law? So that is the spirit of the sesquicentennial, the 250th anniversary. I mean, we're talking about, you know, global revolution. We're celebrating it now. I mean, this is the year 2026. So one of my tech heroes has always been Mark Andreessen. He's the guy that pioneered, you know, the internet with his Netscape Navigator back in 1994. He jump-started the internet revolution, which, you know, gave us this, you know, update of our freedom of speech assembly. Well, yeah, freedom of speech and assembly. You know, he produced Substack.com, you know, the leading publishing platform on the internet. So the guy's truly a global leader of free speech and assembly. He has an article where he goes into how we're being lied to by the mainstream media, you know, and all the doomsdayers about artificial intelligence. Because he has like an optimistic future vision, you know, a manifesto how global civilization depends on. I mean, he warns that global civilization depends on more AI, not less AI. Now that may sound, you know, that may sound over the top for some of us who are techno-challenged non-geeks. I mean, a technology like augmented intelligence or AI, like I like to think of it, is it has no value without the currency of conscience. What he's saying is that he has an article that you can read, you know, from the newsletter, the Techno Optimist Manifesto. He builds on the claim. He makes a case for how AI will save the world. Now, I'm kind of into the same thing. It's just a tool that I see being used for good, could be used for good, can be used for good. He has his take on that. Of course, my reason I'm doing Cosmic Love Show, still doing it, is, you know, the concepts are gaining traction. There are ways to use the technology to represent the language of consciousness in the way that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience. Now, conscience is the heart of community. If you're going to come into unity, you know, you're in unity conscience. You are in a unified field, higher conscience. And that's rather than being compartmentalized in your consciousness. And Buckminster Fuller used to talk about this. He said that all species and nations that became extinct did so because of over-specialization, fragmentation, compartmentalized thinking, compartmentalized, you know, behaviors that were disconnected from the unified field, the common sense, the holy whole, however you want to talk about the unity field, the unified field. So when things kind of fragment and are no longer related to the larger whole, it's like people disconnected from heaven. They're disconnected from the cosmos, from the astrology psychology of their own, of what's going on in the heavens. They're disconnected in the larger field, and they're all compartmentalized, and they get all the BS belief system going from watching lamestream media and watching lamestream social networks that are just dealing with, you know, if you're only watching, you know, cat videos or whatever on the internet. I mean, there's a lot of humorous. There's great stuff, and I enjoy all kinds of stuff on Facebook personally. But there's other people like other social networks, and a lot, but dealing with, you know, the whole issue of global civilization at a turning point, and, you know, with vision, the healing begins. Without vision of how we can come into unity with communication processes that the culture, conscience, and harmonize create homeostasis in the social media milieu, homeostasis and healing rather than division and the dystopia. It's like we have a choice. And so anyway, I'm skipping a lot of my material. There's a great article by Kenny Mueller on Davos, the Davos shot heard around the world. And this goes into what Trump was saying at Davos. And basically, he's saying that globalization has failed the West and the United States. It's a failed policy. He says Europe is stuck in unrealistic ideologies that don't work for the majority of people. And he goes on into this. Basically, he just calls out, the globalists. You guys suck is what he basically what he's saying. And of course, the mainstream media is not going to report that. The deep state, globalists, they own and control the mainstream, lamestream media. So anyway, one of the points made, which is really good to understand, that there's the uncaring elites' extortionist practices with unfettered capitalism. In other words, capitalism is good, but a strength in excess is a weakness. Unfettered capitalism is a weakness. And that unfettered capitalism has exceeded to the extreme point, of incentivized self-destruction, whereby, Wall Street profits from by making a killing on war and pharmaceutical population reduction, while the power elite authoritarians play their Jedi tricks on us like, that's all conspiracy theory, nothing to see here, and move along, move along. As if we were half-wit dullards. I mean, I could go into this more, but there's issues going on. I'm gonna have to skip over some of this, but one of the big there's two different videos, 5-minute videos by Greg Reese, one on trauma-based mind control that explains how we're being programmed, folks. And it's good to understand, there's solutions to all of this. But until people wake up to we've got a problem, it's like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's the way a lot of people think. They don't see how it's broke. So this goes into the psychopathology, you might say, in the collective consciousness right now. And and it goes into also, the tit for tat, the global chessboard with war. I mean, Trump was moving aircraft carriers into the Middle East, as if to attack Iran again, and China shipped a bunch of missiles, hypersonic missiles, to Iran, and basically Iran is making it very clear that we can take out any aircraft carriers if you do anything. I mean, and we're gonna rain hell down on Tel Aviv, so that's huge stuff, and this is something I've been following really close. The AI accelerated timeline, we're talking about revelations unbound right now. Either catch the wave or be dumbfounded. This is kind of my summation thing today. AI is advancing technology at an accelerated rate with applications that are so advanced we can barely conceive them. Chinese are way ahead within this game of applied sciences. Their institutional rankings, the 2024 data, is that the top 30 in the world institutions with applied sciences are all Chinese. Top 30, like the top 44 out of 50 are all Chinese. We're talking about applied sciences. They have millions of people. They've really focused on this. They've got other technologies. There's an article here I just read today, and they've got a way of smashing satellites with the world's best high-powered microwave weapon. They've built this high-powered microwave weapon that can send 20 gigawatt pulses up to a minute, surpassing existing technology that can only manage bursts of a few seconds, which is to say, they can take out satellites. So are you going to wage war if they can, with China or with Russia? Or Iran, if they can take out our satellites and our aircraft carriers. So I'm gonna finish on that note, folks. I mean, it's time that either we all hang together, East and West, with the hardware interface for universe, for starting to harmonize and balance and heal our split personalities, left brain, right brain, East and West hemispheres need to be balanced. with an interface for a global village for the family of mankind. So anyway, I hope you've got something out of today's show. I mean, I hope I've sparked your conscience, you know, of the energy of the hour, and I hope I've awakened your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. I mean, these next 4 years are going to be a real showstopper, folks. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of cosmic love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.